If everything goes as planned, our next team that we're covering on the 32 for 32 will actually be playing their final game in their home stadium in New Jersey. The New York Giants are our next team. And, you know, with the Super Bowl in New Jersey where they play at MetLife Stadium, a lot has been made about it, you know, with the weather and everything. And the people in New York and New Jersey are going to be like, it's barely snowing. What's going on?
Yeah, but to kind of avoid the confusion with I knew what you meant by that statement, but to be fair, it'll be the last game of the football season. They could be playing in their home park, not like the last time they'll ever play there.
Oh, well, yeah, sorry.
I just didn't want people confused, like, wait, they just built that. Where are they going? And, you know, it happens sometimes. Yeah, but the football Giants, like I was saying before we started here, to me, you look over their roster and I've, you know, we've looked over transaction sheets and to me, they look like the same Giants from the last couple years pretty much. I mean, there's no, you know, they didn't make a major change at coach or quarterback or defensive line. I mean, you know, OC left, but past that, they look like the same football Giants that hoisted the Lombardi Trophy a couple years ago.
Yeah, they haven't really changed that much in the last couple years. But the problem that's been with them is that there has been a team in that division that has changed a lot and went to improve, and that's what kind of threw them off last year.
Yeah.
That's probably why they didn't make the playoffs last year, because the Redskins did improve. The Giants now know what to expect of the Redskins, but now they're sitting back wondering, what are we going to expect of the Eagles? So, I mean, the Giants are still staying mid-form. There's no telling what you're going to get out of them every year, just like the rest of this division. But they have something that the rest of them don't the last 6 years, and that's two rings. So they're still the team to take down, even though they didn't win the division. They're still the team to beat.
And actually looking at their offense, you know, like you said, they did bring back Victor Cruz. They do still have Akeem Nix. But if you look at their running backs, I mean, David Wilson last year had a monster back half of the season. That has to make you feel good if you're Eli Manning, knowing that you've got that idea to actually be able to drop back and hand the ball off and be comfortable with it, instead of having to put everything in your hands and on your shoulders to get it to those talented wide receivers.
Well, you know, they had something special when they let I just forgot the running backs they used to have.
Bradshaw.
Yeah, when they slowly let Bradshaw and for the
Brandon Jacobs.
Yeah. I think San Francisco actually picked up one of those, but As they let them go, it wasn't just attitude problems or anything. It was they knew what was in behind them, and when you can just reload like they do at running back, it's insane how high powered this offense is. Plus, everybody on their starting line is a household name. I guarantee you've heard of at least three of them.
Yeah, I completely agree. And their defense has to be better than last year, right?
Can't be much worse, can they? I guess they could.
They could be a little worse. They could have been the Saints, but you know that's a whole different story.
Well, yeah. We'll talk about them later. But Eli is coming into his 10th season or his 11th season. I mean, the kids, and he's got two Super Bowl wins, and people still don't consider him an elite quarterback. Why do you think that is?
He looks funny.
He can't help genetics. They all kind of look lame over there, but. I mean, he's got what, one more ring than his brother and one less than Brady? Isn't that right?
Yeah, that's right.
Or is it two less than Brady?
You're right.
One less than Brady.
One less. Yeah. I mean,
he's got as many as
Roethlisberger. People are starting to kind of think Roethlisberger is something special, and I was like,
special?
People in Pittsburgh probably, but
okay.
No, but you know, you got to look at guys that have two rings, and they didn't win them on flukes. Both times that they won, they knocked off the Patriots, who were arguably the best team going in both times.
Yeah, and that actually tarnishes a record for that U of M quarterback who you so dearly love. But let's look at this.
Robinson?
Let's look at this year's schedule for the Giants. And let's start with you, Jeremy. What's your prediction for the Giants this year?
to be honest, I was talking with some other media people just, you know, over the summer about different things. And every time this division or the Giants got brought up, I tend to agree with them, and they agreed with me that it's the Giants division this year for them. I mean, they should easily win this by at least a game or two. They arguably have the best team on paper, but paper is not how you play games. But I think they're probably going to have 9, 10, maybe 11 wins, even with a rough schedule. But they're going to win this division, and if the Cowboys or the Eagles decide to step up a little bit, maybe the Redskins, maybe grab a wild card. But, yeah, the Giants are going to win this with probably 9 or 10 wins.
Okay. Daniel.
I agree for the most part. When I was looking at the schedule, I seen pretty much the same thing I seen on the last show for the Eagles. I see the worst would be an 8-8 season. I see the best looking at a 10-6. The biggest threat for this team is the same thing as the rest of the teams in this division. They got to go through the AFC West, which consists of two decent teams and whatever the Chargers decide to bring. And then they've got themselves to beat. You've got the Everybody's saying, I've been reading everywhere that the NFC West is a tough division. You know, you have two good teams and two, let's see what they can do. The NFC East are proven winners. The whole set, the Giants champions, the Redskins showed last year, this is our division. The Cowboys, they keep trying, poor guys. And the Eagles are trying to get, the Eagles are trying to get back up on top with their new coach. This is going to be the most interesting division, I think, for the whole year. Like I said, 8-8 to 10-6. And I'm probably going to say that for all the teams. So, I mean, that's just how it is.
Hey, there's nothing wrong with that because, I mean, clearly they could all have
eight seasons. Like, yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to go 10-6 too. I think the Giants actually may challenge the Skins for a division crown this year. And not sure, you know, how far they'll make it into the playoffs, but I really do think that they'll have a decent year and just seeing what they've done in the preseason and seeing Eli Manning just, you know, normal, steady as he goes. Eli, it doesn't seem like he improves in every year. He just seems like he's the same Eli, and I think that may be why people just have a knock on him, but.
Well, but same old Eli is the same consistent winner here. I mean, in the last 5 years, 9 wins, 9 wins, 10 wins, 8 wins, 12 wins. I'm okay with the guy that puts up, you know, 8 to 9 wins every year.
I completely agree.
You said you asked the question, why is it, you know, this guy's got 2 rings. Why is it he's not, you know, known as elite? And I think it's because he had to follow in the footsteps of his brother Peyton, who's set to go really high. And they're like, yeah, you've got more rings, but you're still not as good as him. And I think that's being held at a higher.
I think that Eli, the difference between Eli and Peyton to me is Peyton is a great, they're both great game managers, but Peyton is more cerebral in his attack, where sometimes Eli's not afraid to come off the game plan for a second, get to a different sheet and go, hey, you know what? We should call this play because we're going to do this.
Yeah. I agree. But we'll hit more and more in this year's sports club, and I'm sure Jeremy and his confidants will do the same with End Zone. And for Jeremy York and Daniel Snyder, I'm Billy, and thanks, guys, for listening.
That's Jeremy. That's Daniel.